You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful start of the day. My name is Jeff, and welcome to Leaning with Jeff. Christmas is coming up. I hope you guys have Christmas trees at your place. If you don't, that's fine. I don't have one. Christmas is a great time of the year. Very positive, very nice. And final season is almost over for all of you guys. Good luck on your finals. I know it's a stressful time, but after probably next week or so, we will finally have come to an end of our semester. So push through. We are almost finished. And I hope you guys have a successful end of the term. For today, we are going to be discussing Elf, the movie Elf, with Will Ferrell. It's actually one of my favorite Christmas movies. So we will be discussing that. My guest today, Harmela, has not come yet. So before we get started, I am going to be turning on a song, playing a song from Michael Bublé, All I Want for Christmas Is You. I actually like the Mariah Carey version as well, but I also really love the Michael Bublé version. So we will get started as soon as this song ends and Harmela comes. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about those presents underneath the Christmas tree. So I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. No, I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. There's no sense in hanging stockings there upon the fireplace, 'cause Santa, he won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. Girl, what can I do? You know that all I want for Christmas is you. And all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children's laughter fills the air, and everyone is singing. I can hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really love? Won't you please bring my baby to me? I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. No, I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. Just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you.
yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. It's a nice, soothing. I think it's a more calming vibe compared to the Mariah Carey version. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I actually think I might put on another song, also from Michael Bublé. I think it's called White Christmas. So yeah, we can listen to that song, and then probably move on to the meaty portion of today's episode, which is discussing Elf. So yeah, here comes another song.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, said I. Dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Yes, that was White Christmas by Michael Bublé, and it was actually a duet with Shania Twain. So yeah, unfortunately, Harmela is not here yet, so I think I might turn on play another song, also from Michael Bublé. I mean, we're playing a lot of Michael Bublé songs this morning. But I guess before we do that, once again, my name is Jeff, And this is my show, Lean In with Jeff. And mostly we'll be talking about movies. And then in between this conversation of the movie that we are going to be discussing about, I guess some random topics might come up. So it's a pretty free conversation. So yes, this next song that I would like to play is called Cold December Night by Michael Bublé. But before we put this on, I would like to add some PSAs and some ads. So after we get through these, we are going to be playing on this song.
Powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaki.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
This year, Christmas is coming early with 24 hours of student power. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM on Wednesday, December 7th for 24 hours of pure student radio, featuring special episodes from the Intersectionality Collective, Black Student Union, Astro Jazz, Unceded Airwaves, and Dog-Eared After Dark. Tune in on December 7th so you don't miss out on what all the cool kids are talking about.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Yeah, those were the PSAs and the ads. And I guess we can start by summarizing the movie that will be discussed. And then once Harmela arrives, we can start talking about it. So, the movie Elf is a movie, I think it came out in 2003, with Will Ferrell starring as the main character, who is Elf. It's a fantasy family movie, so anyone that is interested in some comedy and who loves Christmas stuff, I would highly recommend this movie. And yes, it is from 2003. Will Ferrell stars as Buddy, who is an elf, a human elf, that has been raised by elves, but later finds out that he has been adopted and he goes to New York to find his biological father. And it's a story about that, and it's interesting how Will Ferrell adapts as an, well, Buddy adapts as an elf in the North Pole with Santa and all the other elves, and then he starts to live the life as a human in New York City, and how weirdly people view him because he thinks he's an elf and he has this elf costume on. It's pretty fun. So yeah, that's like the overview of the movie. It's a very fun movie. I honestly wish that they would make a second movie about Elf. Or maybe it could be like Buddy having kids, and then the kids are going to be either an elf, or they're going to be human elves, or are they going to like live in like New York City or whatever. But yeah, it was a really good movie. I think the first time I saw this movie was when I was in grade 3 or 4. Our teacher recommended this movie, and apparently this was my teacher's favorite Christmas movie. And now it's also my favorite Christmas movie, and I would think that I would watch... Yeah, I think I watch this every year or so. But yeah, of course there's other fantastic Christmas movies out there, like Home Alone, and I can't remember anything else. I think there was a cartoon movie called... I can't remember the exact title, but it's like Heat Miser and Snow Miser, I believe it's called. It's a cartoon where like they're brothers, but one's heat and one's like cold ice, like literally. And I thought that was a really memorable show or movie that I watched when I was younger. I don't know. I think there's a Flintstones episode where Christmas comes out. That was fun. But yeah, mostly Christmas, like I think most Christmas movies are all very, very fun to watch. And out of all of them, Elf is the one that I chose to speak about today. If you guys have any Christmas movie recommendations, you guys can call the studio. And if you guys have anything to share with me, you can just call the studio. And the number of the studio is 604-822-2487. One more time, 604-822-2487. So that's the number of the studio that I am going on air right now. And if there's anyone that would like to join in on the conversation about any movie, or just wants to call just for fun and just talk with me or my guests, feel free. It would actually be a great opportunity to meet anyone, any listeners. But yeah, today, Elf, Harmela is actually not here. So I think we would probably need to wait a teeny bit more. But as we are waiting, cold December night, Michael Bublé will be playing. So yeah, if you guys have any Christmas movie recommendations or anything that you guys want to share, feel free to call. And here is the song.
Stockings are hung with care, children sleep with one eye open. Well, now there's more than toys at stake, 'cause I'm older now, but not done hoping. The twinkling of the lights, the Santa carols fill the household. Old Saint Nick has taken flight with a heart on board, so please be careful. I asked for many different things, but now I know what my heart wants you to bring. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. There's nothing else that I will need this Christmas. Won't be wrapped under
tree. I want something to last forever, so kiss me on this cold December night. A tree that smells of pine, a house that's filled with joy and laughter. The mistletoe says stand in line, loneliness is what I've captured. Oh, but this evening can be a holy night. It's cozy on up by the fireplace and dim those Christmas lights. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. There's nothing else that you will need this Christmas. December night. You call that the season a given. I'm here, I'm yours for the taking. You call that the season a given. I'm here, I'm yours. Just fall in love with me this Christmas. December night. You call that season a given. I'm here, yours for the taking. You call that season a given. I'm here, I'm yours.
Yeah, that was Michael Bublé, Cold December Night. And I think the three songs that I just played is actually the songs that I listened to during the 1 hour and 45 minutes of transit that I would have to go through from Coquitlam to UBC. And listening to these three songs, time flies. So, yeah, these are the three songs that I really, really enjoy listening to, especially at this time since Christmas is coming up. I hope you guys are having a good follow-up to Christmas. And you guys are probably getting gifts and wrapping it and putting it under the tree. I've actually never done that before. It was more so kind of just giving gifts in person or something. Yeah, we didn't really get to wrap or anything. But anywho, I think... we should just get started. Yeah, she's actually not here. I think she's not going to make it. Well, that's okay. It's just me and the audience, whoever is listening to my podcast this morning. So, Elf. Again, a phenomenal film. Very, very comedic. I love those kind of films where it just makes you feel good from start to finish. It was a good, very, very well put out movie. And basically it's about Buddy. He's a human elf and he's trying to find his father. And through the journey of him finding the father, he experiences some conflicts. But I think one thing that was really good is that him being an elf... he learned to be very positive. He's very, very positive all the time. He learns to find light in any dark situation, which is something that anybody could learn from, because there are times where we do feel like it's impossible to escape this dark situation that we're in, but there's always a way to kind of lighten the mood a little bit more, just to feel that there is hope. So yeah, Buddy does a great job of this. There's actually a scene where he works at a store, and First, I think he's the manager. The manager goes up to him and he says, "What are you doing?" and all that. And then Buddy's like, he's kind of confused because all he was doing was he was in the mall and he was just browsing around. And then since he had an elf costume, which is not a costume for Buddy because he is an elf, the manager just pulls him out and he says, "Yeah, you should work." And so naturally, Buddy starts working at that store. And it's so funny how Buddy seems so silly all the time and just so jolly and doesn't seem to have any sort of skill set, I guess you could say. He just seems like he would just goof around all day. But this is this conception of him not being able to do anything, I guess, is completely broken once he decorates the store. Like, it's like an unbelievable skill set that he has in that particular area, where he just decorating, like putting up lights, making like snowflakes with like paper, and apparently he builds like New York City's buildings with Legos, which I found very, very interesting. And he does that, and I go, wow, this is unbelievable. He has like an amazing skill set. And the manager comes in the morning and he doesn't even know who he actually assumes that some other corporate sent someone to do this or something. And Buddy doesn't tell the manager. And here is where things get interesting, is that there is a girl that Buddy meets. Her name is Jovi. I can't pronounce her name. I hope it's Zoe Deschanel. That's how you pronounce the actress's name. But Jovi is just a human worker at the store. And it's almost like love at first sight for Buddy. Because Buddy was, I think, working. And then he saw Jovi putting up a star or something on a Christmas tree. And she was up on like a ladder, and he was looking at her and he was like, wow, she is beautiful. And that is when the love starts with Buddy and Jovi. And Jovi, I think, compared to Buddy, she seems very sad, or like doesn't really like Christmas. I couldn't really catch why she didn't really like Christmas. I think it's because she just doesn't have anything to do. But Buddy, he's very enthusiastic about Christmas. So he starts to talk to Jovi and how, you know, it's how like beautiful she is and stuff. And Jovi's like, yeah, yeah. I feel like at first Jovi thought that Buddy was kind of weird, which he could be, you know, people might assume that he is weird because he is wearing an elf costume. And walking around New York City with that clothing. And he's just Buddy. And so that happens where Buddy and Jovi are met and their love starts to form. Then Buddy meets his biological father. And I think this was like a point where, although Buddy needed his father, I feel like his father needed him as well, because the one thing about Walter, which is Buddy's biological father, is that he is very caught up with his work. And so because he's only working and focusing on his own work, he doesn't have time to spend with his family, which isn't a healthy relationship with his work, because what happens is his son, who's Michael, starts to think that his dad doesn't really care about him, and he only wants to be successful with his work. And I think that was something that was interesting, because there's two sides. I believe that there's two sides to every story, where, yes, Walter, which is the dad, is caught up in his work, but ultimately he's trying to be successful and keep his job to provide for the family that he loves. But then again, if he's too caught up in his work, then the other family members might think that he doesn't really care about them. And he's only wanting to be better at his specific area of work. And that kind of, those kind of like two sides can, I think, is pretty common in family households, where you don't completely understand why someone is doing something. And so this is where communication is a very big thing, where you do need to communicate and talk about things and just see where the person is coming from. And I think that was lacking with Walter and his sons, both his sons, actually. So, since Walter is so caught up in his work, he is not very a bright person. He's kind of not angry, but he's kind of he's just not. It's not like he's enthusiastic about his work. He's just kind of doing it to kind of provide and just get the money. And that's how he's portrayed in the movie. And so what Buddy does is that with his positive energy, he's trying to pull the Christmas spirit out of Walter. But before Buddy came to New York, he was told that his biological father, who is Walter, was on the naughty list. So that was already like a big hit for Buddy, because like, no, I can't believe my dad is on the naughties list. But I think eventually Walter does, I would like to assume that he does eventually get to the nice list. I think that's what you call it. The naughty and nice. The nice list. Yeah. So, I think when Buddy first meets Walter, Walter's very confused because his appearance and all that. But he eventually opens up and they form a very, very healthy relationship. And I think this was really cool to see, because not only did Walter form a very good relationship with Buddy, but also Michael, who is his other son. And they were all getting along at the end of the movie. I think the conflict of this movie was that Buddy was trying to fit in with wherever that he could fit in. He was trying to find where he belonged. But when he was in the North Pole, although he was good at making toys, he wasn't fantastic. And I think some of that has to do with his physical attributes of being a human. And so already, there's a scene where he's showering, and the shower head and the height of like everything is just so much smaller than he anticipated, or that for him. And so he already thought that, okay, this place is clearly not for people like me. And then once he got into New York, he's like, wait, it's like I've been conditioned to be an elf, but here people see me as a weird dummy, because I'm wearing a very unique costume that no one wears, and I'm saying that I'm an elf, but in that world, it's like, what, it's not like a real thing. And so he's just struggling to find who he is and where he belongs and his home. And I think one thing was for sure that he wanted to hold on to was with Walter and his family, because he knew that that was where he belonged. But then he soon finds out that he's different, and then Walter doesn't really want him. And he just, Walter, well, there's a scene where Walter snaps at Buddy and he just says, get out of my life. And that's when Buddy's like, oh no, this is it. I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I have no idea where I'm going with this movie. I know that this is a very good movie. I could start by discussing what scenes did I like. Well, I really liked the scene where Buddy was talking to his manager, and then the manager's like something along the lines of like 10 a.m. Santa Claus is coming, and then Buddy screams out Santa. And I think that was a really funny scene, because just to see like an old guy, like an adult, just scream like that and just be super like genuinely excited for Santa to come. And then there's a scene where he realizes the Santa that actually came was just like a dude, just an ordinary dude. And then he gets really, really pissed, because he's like, this is fraud. You can't do this to kids. And then he rips off the guy's beard, the fake beard, and they get into like a huge fight. And I find it really funny how Buddy doesn't understand the things that go on. Because there's a scene also, I'm just probably just going to be talking about some scenes, where he goes to the mall again after he got fired to meet Jovi, because he wanted to ask her out, and Michael suggested that as well. And Jovi's like, oh, did the manager like rehire you? And Buddy's like, no, I just got a restraining order. Like it's nothing. And I don't think he understands what that is. So I thought that was very funny. And then I think it was very sweet of Michael to help him get a date with Buddy, with Jovi and Buddy. And then this was also a scene that I really liked, when Buddy got up to pick up Jovi, and then Jovi's like, "What do you want to do?" And how Buddy had like a whole plan of what he was going to be doing that night. And I thought that was really like, wow, like you have a whole plan. It was like Jovi didn't, like there was no awkward or nothing. It was probably one of the best date scenes that I've ever seen in movies, where it just went as planned. And he was just doing what he was sharing, instead of trying to impress Jovi, he was trying to share things that he actually enjoyed doing. And how I was so glad that he didn't bring Jovi to like some place where there's like gum under the table, and he's like, you know what, they got free gum here, and just started eating the gum with Jovi. That would have been weird, because yeah, that's weird. I was glad that he didn't do that. But anything else, like, you know, going around I don't even know what you call those things, where it's like an entrance where it's like a door, but you push the door and it goes in like a circle. But he just continues doing that because he thinks it's so fun. And then he does that. And then he goes to a shop, I think, called the world's best cup of coffee. And I think he assumed that was literally the world's best cup of coffee. And he tells Jovi to take a sip of that coffee. And she says, it tastes like a crappy cup of coffee. Then I think that was pretty funny. And then he goes off to start skipping. And then he goes to see a Christmas tree, because he loves Christmas trees, and he loves to see the beautiful lights on the trees. And then Jovi knows that he really likes Christmas trees. So then she brings him to this place where they have like this huge Christmas tree displayed out. And Buddy is just amused by how big and beautiful that, you know, that Christmas tree is. And then they go ice skating, and then they kiss. And that's basically the relationship that they start forming. But yeah, I guess this movie was a very heartwarming movie as well, because Buddy starts a relationship with, you know, another girl, and he finds love, but also he creates a healthy relationship with his dad. And not only did Buddy benefit from that relationship, but also Walter and Michael really started to get along with Buddy and their own relationships. And Walter, his life just completely changed, I guess. He just became so much more positive. I think he created his own company where he writes books. I think he writes books for children. It's like a children book company. And he writes a book about Elf, like Buddy, which was, I think it was very interesting because that kind of makes it very realistic, I guess. And then Buddy and Jovi have a kid, and they go to the North Pole, and happily ever after. Okay, the question that I have for this movie would be, how is it okay that Santa and the North Pole and the elves are being exposed by these people? Like, how is that? I don't understand how that's okay, because if you think about it, like Santa said that, okay, people need to believe without evidence, because that's real believing. But if Jovi is a human and she got to the she went to the North Pole, and I'm sure, well, Walter and Michael already saw Santa Claus and his reindeer. So it's like, is that okay? Because isn't Santa supposed to be like a secretive person where everyone believes, but no one really saw him? And so then that's like the Christmas spirit. But then, you know, that's like a question that just pops up in my head while I'm watching. Like, is this okay for Santa just to be letting people into his like world and just sharing, you know, what they're doing? It's just so weird. But also, I would also love to see Santa in real life if he was real. Imagine if he was real. That means magic is real. Because how on earth are you supposed to fit in all the presents around the world into one, like, bag? That bag should be like an infinite bag where you just, you know. And then how are you supposed to pull out the right presents for the specific person? It's just so weird. And then what if kids wish for something that is just insanely expensive? Would Santa have like a budget that he would need to keep for kids? Because, you know, what if this like 12-year-old kid wanted like 3 Rolex watches? Would that be possible? Okay, I guess in that case, that would, I mean, technically, right? If you think about it. So I'm just wondering, if Santa was real, I mean, he actually might be real. I don't want to say anything about Santa, but if he was real, I mean, if he's real, then I would just have so many questions to ask, because that's just like a very interesting thing to think about, where, you know, it's like so many factors to put into, because, you know, that what if just continues to grow. But yes, that, I guess I can end the Elf discussion for today. I would highly recommend anyone to watch this movie. It's a very, very fun movie to watch. You can watch it with your family. You can watch it with your friends. I think it's a very nice movie. A very feel-good movie. So if you guys have the chance, please watch it. It's great. And then we have around 15 or so minutes left. And I would like to discuss some things like last week, because last week we did a fun facts segment where I would find fun facts and just, you know, discuss about them. So, for the last 15 minutes that we have together, I will be listing out some fun facts for you guys, and I hope you guys remember one or two of them so you can share it with your friends. Keep in mind, though, I don't know if these facts are true. I am just searching them up on the internet, and yeah, let's go with the first one. A shark is the only fish that can blink with both eyes. Okay, first of all, I had no idea that fishes could blink. That's just something that I didn't even know that they could do. I wonder, though, because I know that sharks are very highly, like, they're highly sensitive with their smell, so and their sight is very terrible. And I wonder if that goes with all fish, or if the fish eyesight is better than a shark. I don't know. But yeah, apparently a shark. Okay, first of all, I didn't even know that a shark was considered a fish, because whenever I think of a fish, it's like a small fish, not a shark. I thought shark was something that was in a different category. Speaking of fish, there is a fact that I learned from my friend Brian, who also is in the CITR executive, and he told me that tuna could grow as tall as 7 feet. And here's the thing that's interesting. A tuna has so much muscle mass that if it, like, paddles too quick, it could generate enough heat to cook itself. That is interesting. I had no idea that a tuna could have the ability to cook itself. And that is probably one of the most interesting, bizarre information that I have heard all year round, because that is just very cool, but also very sad, because you could never, because a tuna could never be able to swim as fast as it could, because it could literally kill itself. But yes, moving on to the next topic. Almonds are a member of the peach family. What's a peach family? Like the fruit peach? I had no idea. Aren't almonds nuts? That's so weird. Speaking of peach, I don't know for you guys, but do you guys, I don't have like a severe allergy with peaches, but whenever I do eat peaches that have like those little hairs in the skins, or it doesn't really need to have that, whenever I have it, around my lips, it gets kind of itchy, and I don't really swell that much, but I do get itchy, and if I do scratch it, it does swell up a little bit. But yeah, I have this mild allergy with peaches, although I love to eat peaches. And sometimes, like, the inside of my body, it doesn't always happen after eating peaches, but it, like, itches sometimes, and I hate it when that happens. I don't know for you guys if that ever happens for you, but it's a very annoying feeling. Okay, the next one. Oh my goodness. A dime has 118 ridges around the edge. Okay, I would like to test this fact if it was 18 ridges. 118 seems a bit too much and too much time. And my eyes would probably fall out by the time I get to 90. They're probably not even 90. The next one. The giant squid has the largest eyes in the world. In the world. That is, how big does it have to be the biggest eyes in the world? I actually wonder. I think the giant squid is actually still existent. They're not extinct yet, which is very cool, but also it's probably very hard to find them because they probably live in like the depths where submarines could or could not go into because of the pressure. Okay. Oh, this is a very interesting one. Stewardesses is the longest word that is typed with only the left hand. That is really interesting. Stewardesses is the longest word that is typed with only the left hand. Huh. That is something that I've never heard. All right. If you sneeze too hard, you could fracture a rib. Is a rib that fragile? I mean, I thought bones were supposed to be like really hard. If you sneeze, I mean, how hard do you need to sneeze? I did have a friend in elementary school that blew his nose so hard that I was surprised how he didn't bleed out of his nose after he blew his nose. That was the loudest blowing nose sound I've ever heard. You could hear it out from the hallways. But I don't know about sneezing. But yeah, that's interesting. Oh my goodness, this is so... A cat's urine glows under a black light. What's a black light? Have you guys ever heard of a black light? I don't even know what that is. Black light. Rubber bands last longer when refrigerated. I didn't even know that rubber bands had an expiration date. Oh, I guess if you use it too much, it would, you know, snap off. But, huh, that's interesting. All right, this is a bit longer. The average person's left hand does 56% of the typing when using the proper position of the hands on the keyboard. Hunting and pecking does not count. Okay, so typing is a very interesting topic that I would like to talk about because last, or was it this summer? I think it was last summer, yes. When I graduated high school, I was super into two things. I was into Roblox and I was into typing. And they were both introduced by the same friend. First of all, I used to type with basically two fingers. And I thought that knowing how to type properly and being able to do touch typing would look very intelligent. And I was super into it. And what I did was I got into this free typing website and started to type as much as I can. And I thought that I would never get there, but I did. I can type over the average typing speed. Thank you. I mean, I can't hear your claps or your applaud, but I believe you guys are, and thank you. That took me a while, though. I mean, it took me, I think, basically all summer. All summer, I would practice, I think, for about an hour, maybe even more sometimes, just typing. Okay, Roblox, okay. I think Roblox is a game that a lot of kids play, but some games, you have to admit, are kind of fun. I don't play it anymore because I played it so much during the summer that I kind of got sick of it. But the two games that I really, really liked to play was Tower of Hell, which is basically climbing towers, and Speedrun, which is literally running as fast as you can in a trail. And if you fall off that trail, then you start over. And those two games were the games that I really enjoyed playing and basically played all summer long. It was amazing. I had a great time. And also, I found that Roblox is a very good game to play with your friends. And while you're playing, since it's not like a complex game, you could just... It's a very good conversation flower. It's like while you're playing, you could have one of the best conversations with people because your mind is occupied on the game, but also you're talking, so then your real feelings come out or something. I don't know. That's my theory, I guess. It's like, if you want to have like a deep conversation with someone, doing something that is not too complex and kind of occupying like a part of your mind to something while you're talking can actually be beneficial
for having a nice conversation. Sometimes, I guess. Not all the time, but sometimes. And that's what happened with me. All right. Next fact. Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. Huh. Okay. I think I heard that polar bears have white fur, but have black skin. And I think the white fur is to basically project the light, the heat from the sun, but also it's for camouflage, because if a polar bear is like colored, then it will have a tremendously difficult time hunting, and that is just detrimental to a polar bear. Like, that's you, they have to be white, like, because they have to camouflage with the ice and the snow around them, for the seals or other prey are not able to see them. So yeah, I think polar bears do that. I had no idea that tigers have striped skin. I thought it was always their fur. I wonder if that's the same for zebras, because that would be interesting too. All right. Oh, wow. This is... okay. This is the next one. Most people fall asleep in 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Really? I think if I'm really sleepy, possibly, most of the time, no. I usually fall asleep around 30 minutes to an hour if I'm not that tired. And here's the thing. This probably happens for you guys as well. Does it ever happen to you guys when you're looking at your phone and you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, or you're watching a video on YouTube or watching a movie on Netflix, and you slowly doze off into this calming state where you just want to fall asleep? And the moment you turn your phone off, you're awake. That is probably the most annoying thing that could ever happen, because why can't I sleep when I was literally falling asleep, dropping my phone on top of my face? And then the moment I put away my phone, my body suddenly like wakes up. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. So then what I would want to do, what I always wanted to do, was I wish I could have like this thing where it's implemented in my brain where I could still watch things while my eyes is closed. So then I could just naturally fall asleep while my eyes are closed. I think that would be a very, very cool invention, where you could insert whatever you were watching on your phone into your brain. And then once you close your eyes, you see it. But then since your eyes are closed, all you need to do is just like fall asleep. And then, but since like everything needs to be dark for you to fall asleep, I guess that could be a little problem. And I always didn't understand how people are able to sleep with their eyes open. How is that possible? I don't know. I mean, I could sleep in like a room with light, but I don't think I can sleep with my eyes open seeing the light. Because the light itself is the thing that's, like, waking me up. And I realized that I cannot stay up all night. I have before, but that was probably the worst thing, because I had work the other day. And I never sleep during my break time during work. But I was so sleepy that I had to just go. I had to sleep. And that 15 minutes that I did sleep was probably the most best thing that could have ever happened to me, because it was almost like I slept 8 hours, but the effects of it was just through 15 minutes. And I think it's because I was just so tired that those 15 minutes were just like, I was completely cold out. But yeah, this was a good conversation. Yeah, I mean, fun facts are always fun to hear. I think I might do do this. Like, half of it is a show, and then I was going to do half, like, random talk, but I think I might do this. But anyways, we have run out of time, so I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Good luck with all of your finals, and I hope to see you guys next week. Goodbye.
America is Christmas Everywhere by Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo on the Shakespeare Show on 1.9 FM CITR.
Smile a little brighter, it seems at Christmas time.